Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. Hey, welcome to the show. Happy Monday. Hey, we made it. How are you? And how are you? And how are you? And how are you? Hey, 604 out there in LA, 904 in the ATL. And again, how are you? Made it through another work day. Made it home out of all that traffic. I hope you have fed the kids. I hope you have eaten. And you are relaxing, chilling, getting ready for bed. You know what I'm saying? Checking out. Us tonight, we're talking about getting in the game. Get in the game, mentorship versus sponsorship. I think there's a lot of people who really know of mentorship, right? Mentorship is not a new thing. But I think the idea of sponsorship is quite a new thing for many people. So tonight we're going to talk about the difference between mentorship, sponsorship, how to get a mentor. This is the easiest time in history to get a mentor, folks. Everybody's social right now. And a lot of people are still at home. Some of y'all outside. I know I've been outside. Have you been outside? But a lot of people still inside. Mentorship versus sponsorship. We'll talk about sponsorship in the second hour. Really, sponsorship is something that you need to embrace, understand, seek, and activate in your life. Before we go any further, on the other side of the ATL, what up, Hot Chocolate? It's cracking.
South Side, as a matter of fact, Southwest, over here close to the SWAT. How y'all doing out there?
ATL,
in
Shawty.
TM Hyman Radio, and of course, ATL Shawty, got to represent.
No doubt. That's what we do. We represent. Hey, if you need a clubhouse invite, we don't want you left out in the cold, because we take this show now over to Clubhouse at 10 o'clock and keep the conversation going in overdrive. If you need a clubhouse invite, hit one of us up, myself, Hot Chocolate, or Madam Boston. We can get you in there. Now, the invites are exclusive. So tell them what they got to do, Hot Chocolate, in order to get an invite. What they got to do to you?
You must text me if you have that number, or inbox me on Instagram.
No, they got to talk nice to you.
I dropped the whole segue. You got to talk to me nicely. Yes.
They must.
Shout out to
Swift. And then we'll give them more information later on.
Absolutely. Shout out to Swizzy for putting me on my talk to me nicely thing this week.
Shout to Swiss and Timbaland. Timbaland. Let me not put a bow up in there. Timbaland. Hey, we love him. He represented VA in a major way. Both of those dudes did. Big up. Shout out New York, VA. It's a ting. It's just a ting. It's a New York VA connect. And that versus battle was lit over the weekend.
Fuego.
Yes, super hot. Let's go down to Charlotte, North Carolina, see what's going on with Madam C-Lo Bosty. What's cracking out there in Charlotte?
What's going on? Good afternoon in the morning time. Yes. Ain't nothing going on but the rent.
Got to have a J-O-B if you want to be with me.
Hey.
Nothing going home but the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, we old up in here. Hey, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, get in the game. Mentorship versus sponsorship is the topic tonight. It is 908 here in the ATL. We all know what a mentor is, but I think there are still different perspectives, and maybe there are some people who do not know. So we never want to assume. So tonight we're going to help you understand what a mentor is, what mentorship is, what a sponsor is, what sponsorship is, and how you can go after both of them in the most effective manner. Madam Boston, when you think of a mentor, how would you define that, or what comes to mind?
Someone who guides you and gives you constructive feedback. You respect their honesty. You respect them as a person, and they respect you as a person. I think that's how that works.
They can guide
your life or career, you know, either or both.
or both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. A mentor could be personal or professional. Absolutely. Go ahead, Howard. Right. Chocolate, from your perspective, when you hear mentor, what comes to mind?
Definitely those points that Boston shared with us. In addition to that, for me, someone who I definitely hold in high regard and high esteem, who I aspire to not necessarily be like, but aspire to have some of their traits and characteristics rub off into my everyday life and practices personally and professionally.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Mentorship, what is mentorship? It was stated, right? It's the guidance provided by a mentor. It's that person, the coach, the guide, the leader, however you want to refer to it, especially an experienced person, right? That's the key. Mentorship is about someone sharing their experience, right, with a person in some type of company, right? They're sharing experience from a company, or they're sharing some type of educational experience, right? But it is an exchange, a sharing, a guide, a guiding, right, of someone who's going to help someone get to where they're trying to go. And, you know, I think the key, and it's key, what is key to understand, is that every successful person has had a mentor, two or three or four. I was having a conversation recently, and someone shared with me that they have had 20 mentors in their professional career. 20.
Oh, wow.
20. I thought that was an interesting number. But I can tell you, I know for a fact I've had at least seven in my professional career, and I have two right now. And I am a mentor. I am a coach, but I'm also a student at all times, always willing to learn, always needing to learn, so I can stay fresh, so that I can keep those who I'm coaching and mentoring fresh. A mentor is extremely important in our lives. Can you all think of a mentor? Someone who has really made a tremendous impact. I remember a conversation maybe in a clubhouse room recently, Hot Chocolate, where you actually had a revelation about some mentorship, sponsorship. But can anyone identify someone who has really shared their experience, be it professional or educational, that really made a difference in your life?
Go ahead, Bob.
No, I said, geez. I honestly, TM, you're the closest thing I've ever had to a actual, like, mentor. I'll say that.
Oh, wow.
Because,
don't make me blush.
I've had people, like, in my life that pushed me. But they just pushed me. They didn't, like, try to guide me in any particular direction. It was just do something, you know. But no one that, like, really that I talked to, they knew my full story, and, you know, outside of a therapist, you know. No. You're the closest thing I've had to a mentor. Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate that. I mean, that's dope to hear that publicly. That's dope. Go ahead, Hot Chocolate.
Sorry, I'm sorry to cross over that. I was going to say that I have several. You are also one of them, have been for many years, whether you knew it or not. And I also have...
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4... friends that I have been friends with for over 30 years who are my mentors as well. They are in different fields of practice professionally than I am, but they still mentor me professionally in other areas, not necessarily the skill, but other professional
areas. Mentorship is mentorship. Absolutely. Right. Regardless, if they're helping you to grow in some way, shape, or form, it is mentorship. If you're just tuning in, get in the game. We're talking about mentorship versus sponsorship tonight. In the second hour, we'll talk more about sponsorship, but we're leaning into mentorship right now. We're going to get into some specifics. Like you just heard, I am a mentor in the lives of both of these young women, which is dope to me. But I want to hear a little bit more about the particulars, right? What is it that has helped? What is it from both of your perspectives that make me a mentor? I'd like to hear that. I'm sure the audience would like to hear that. But and then, Hot Chocolate, you just referred to like four different people. What is it about one person specifically that has made an impact? And then I'm going to drop this liner, give you the time, and then we're going to welcome a guest to the show. It is 9:15 on the East Coast, 6:15 on the West Coast. You're in tune to the Social Lab Team Hyman Radio. Get in the game. Mentorship versus sponsorship is the topic of the show tonight. And a lot of people really don't know what mentorship, I'm going to say sponsorship is. A lot of people know what mentorship is, not everyone, but hopefully by the end of this show, you know. But a lot of people really don't understand sponsorship. We're going to get into it. But before we go any further, I want to welcome one of like my dear friends. And he became a dear friend because he was a mentor first. I was at Without Walls International Church in Tampa, Florida, probably, man, almost, it was like almost 10 years ago, I'm going to say 2007, entered into a program. It was the Master Pastor Program under Paula White. Paula White had, man, this program, people flew from all over the world to participate in the Master Pastor Program. I happened to be a student in the last group that ever was graduated from this particular program, and Keith Solomon was assigned as my mentor. He helped me to grow. I graduated from the program, and he went on to become one of my dearest friends. But when I think of mentorship and sponsorship, not only was he a mentor, he was a mentor to me, but he has mentors and certainly understands mentorship. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Keith Solomon to the show. What's up, brother? Thanks for stopping past.
Hey, what's up, Social Lab, TM Time family? What's going on, audience, listeners? I'm Keith Solomon, like my brother said, and I'm just humbled to be on the show. He may not know, but I think he does know anyway. I think mentoring period can be a two-way street. Even as a leader or as someone is who is imparting and teaching you or leading you to a different level or spectrum of your life, you still can learn from anyone who is under you or you've been assigned to. Some people that you're assigned to, you may be positionally above them, but they may be carrying more than what you have on the inside of you. So it was just an honor, you know, to go with you and lead you through that season of your life. I learned a lot from you. I'm still learning a lot from you. But like I said, I'm just really, really honored to be on the show tonight and to give my input and weigh in on the conversation. I believe
appreciate you, brother.
Mentorship is, like you said, really misunderstood versus sponsorship, and on me and I was on many platforms. So I think it's a very much needed and relevant conversation. Happy to be on here. Excited I'm about to go in the gym and be on the conversation at the same time because I like to multitask. and have a good time.
Multitask,
tonight.
My friend, and chime in where you can, man. Again, thanks for stopping past.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pleasure to have you here. CeeLo.
Yes, sir.
What is it that was the difference between people pushing you? Because I think mentorship, some of it is about pushing people into their destiny, right? Sometimes you have to push people and you have to demonstrate tough love because it's reciprocal, that there has to be some kind of give and take. But what makes our interactions different? What makes me more like the mentor compared to others?
Because I can converse with you. We can have a conversation, and I never felt like any advice, criticism, constructive or otherwise, what came from an ill place. Even if you told me I was doing something wrong, like it never felt like it was coming from an ill place. So maybe my respect level for
Absolutely.
You was higher, my respect level for you was higher than the people I came in contact with, just because of the, the friendship too helped. Yeah. And maybe I think it's a trust and loyalty thing and inconsistency. Because you've been the same person from the day I met you.
Consistency is key. I think in any good relationship, right, consistency is key. If you aren't consistent, how can I, you just said it, trust you first and foremost. How can I rely on you? And so, you know, I really appreciate you being able to articulate that, because I think any good relationship, if it's going to be effective, if it's going to sustain, it has to be based on trust. It has to be based on honesty. And it can't be a situation where, you know, things are coming from an ill place. And so, you know, I can tell you it hasn't always been that way. And I have had some tough conversations with you. What I appreciate is that it opened up doors for you also to be able to be honest with me.
Yeah. Right. Right.
That's a good working relationship, my friends. If you are going to have a mentor relationship with anyone, understand that it has to be a win-win. It has to be a win-win. It can never be a tug-of-war situation. And Boston just said it. There has to be, at the foundation of the situation, trust. Hot Chocolate, what about your mentor experience makes it stand out for you?
My mentor experience stands out particularly because of, experiences collectively, because as I mentioned, I have several of them. But one characteristic that all of you do have is ambition. And that ambition to me drives, of course, everything else. And for you specifically, the thing that invigorates me so much about my mentor relationship with you is the fact that you are always striving to reach the next level. And that's supposed to be, you know, everyone's overall objective. No. This is something that you personify in every position that you've ever gone for and gotten, which has been all of them pretty much. They've always been so much of a level up, not just, you know, your standard promotion, your going to different countries, opening sites, well, still within the United States, but it's still foreign territory, if that makes sense. You know,
it makes a whole lot of sense. Thanks for sharing. Oh, go ahead.
The way that you aspire to be better has always been something that has motivated me, and that I have liked and cherished so much about the relationship that we have as mentor and mentee, because as you strive for greatness, you want us to strive for greatness too.
Well, that's the key, right? I mean, that's
absolutely
the key. Listen, we should all be striving to level up every day. We should all be striving to level up every day. But what I realize is sometimes life beats us down so hard, right, that it's difficult for us to be motivated. That's why we need mentors. That's why we need coaches. Think of athletics, get in the game. So my whole idea about getting the game is just that, right? Anything that is athletic, anything that is going to be won, you have to be able to put on your championship armor, right? You have to be willing to go for it. You got to be willing to go for it and put in some work, get in the game. But just like, you know, the game, all of the athletes aren't at the same level.
Right.
Some of the athletes got to train a little harder than others. Some of the athletes got to run around the field a little longer than others because they got to meet the weight requirement. You know what I'm saying? We are not all in the same situation. The quarterback is the star. I was a running back. And so for me, I was next to the quarterback. I had to learn a few things. I had to learn some rules. I had to learn what worked for the leader, who was the quarterback. I needed to work for the people who were supporting me at the side. I had to understand how to use the front line, right, in order to break through the line to get the ball to the other end of the field. What am I saying? I'm saying I was in the game. See, a lot of people, they want to win, but you're not in the game. And what I'm telling you is you can win. You can win, and you can fast-track your win, but you got to get some mentorship. That is simply coaching, guidance. In order to get that, listen, you got to get out of your own way. You got to shift your mindset. And what I love so much about my brother Keith Solomon is, you know, we in a city, we all have evolved. We all have grown. And he shared that, you know, I have been a blessing to him just like he's been a blessing to me. But we have all evolved. And we all got to learn how to get out our way and shift our mindset. Brother Solomon, talk to us about how important it is when you're connecting with a mentor to come with the right mindset.
I believe.
I don't know if you're on the barbells. I don't know if you're doing sit-ups. I don't know if you're running around the track.
Working that elliptical.
Oh, no. Give me one second. Let me turn off this. Okay, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I believe that it's like it's paramount. It's like it's the most important part of the whole mentorship journey. And the mentee journey, I think this actually, restate the question, bro. I'm literally like I got blood flow going in my brain.
Mindset. So we talked about getting out of our own way. Getting out of our own way, right? I mean, mentorship is about, you know, guidance. But in order for somebody to guide you, you got to have the right mindset and you got to get out of your own way.
Yes. The word I was trying to recall was limiting beliefs. I believe that our own limiting beliefs about ourselves are a lot of times addressed by our mentors. I think a good mentor has the grace to actually help you identify your limiting beliefs and then push you to that next level. So, yes, your mindset is what's going to either make or break you when you encounter a good mentor or just a mentor in general. So I think for me, walking through this season of introspection, I'm learning how to look at where I am, where I'm going, where I've been, and try to find the most positive perspective on it and make it serve me the most. I'm getting the max out of what I've been through and what I want to go through and kind of just reframing all my situations mentally so I can manifest something different. I believe when you do the same thing, you're going to get the same thing. You got to switch it up and confuse the hell out of everybody and sometimes yourself so you don't stay in that mediocre average state of mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Absolutely, man. You just said something powerful. You said reframe. But, you know, we have to recognize, we got to reframe, but then we got to release, and then we got to retrain. Oh, my goodness. I said recognize, right? You got to recognize the BS in your own life in order to get out of the way. Recognize the lies that was told. Recognize the he said it, the limiting beliefs, the things that you believe about yourself that are not true. You have to reprogram your mindset, establish a different pattern of thoughts. Listen, even, like, understand this. Most of our thought processes are ideas that we created with our childhood brains.
Uh-huh.
Come on, say it again.
So we have childhood thought processes in our adult minds. So the things that we believed as children, we brought into adulthood, and we never checked it, we never challenged it, specific to the things that we are fearful of. The things so even take this. Say the thing that makes you the most embarrassed. See, a lot of people haven't done something because they're scared of what somebody else going to say. The question is why? You know why? Let me tell you why. Check this, folks. Going back to childhood concepts. See, they used to joke you when you was a little girl. They used to joke your ugly little dress and your ugly little shoes and that ugly little hairdo that you had. And when you became a teenager, you still had that same grip that when they joked you, you still had those same triggers in you. And you brought that into adulthood, right? So as an adult, you fear going in front of your peers because you still thinking they going to joke that little girl with them ugly pigtails and that ugly dress. You got to check them thought processes. You got to challenge them thought processes. And often you can't do it on your own. You need mentorship. You need some guidance. Hey, it is 9:31 in the ATL. We're talking about getting in the game, mentorship versus sponsorship. Check them crazy thoughts. Check them crazy thoughts in your head from when you was 8 years old. You 48, and you still scared somebody going to laugh at you. Pull your silly self together. Get a mentor. Get a coach.
From when you were 8 years old.
Hey. Is it not the truth?
Yeah.
We just don't know
real.
It. We just don't know it.
They feel that way. Right.
No, and then there are some of us that do know it, and they just fail to do anything about it, honestly.
Some people don't know.
Get a coach. Recognize, reframe, release, and retrain.
I love that.
The meaning we give anything really determines how we feel about it. You know what I'm saying? We give things meanings. The things that you're feeling, you gave that thing a meaning. It was how you defined it. It's not the truth. It's your truth. It might even be your mama truth and your daddy truth. It's not the truth.
Come on now.
I'll repeat that. The meaning of things that drive fear in your life specifically. If you are fearful, if you are scared, if something triggers, it makes you embarrassed, and you be like, somebody invite you somewhere, you be like, nah. People be like, come on, come speak somewhere. You be like, nah, right? If anything that you reject that makes you fearful, you gave, it's a trigger for it. It's a reason why, and you gave it a meaning. And that meaning might be the truth to you. I said it might even be the truth to your mama or your daddy, because mostly of who we are, it comes from our households. It comes from our environments that we were raised in. So if it's not your mother or your father, it could be your aunt or your grandmother or your grandfather. But somebody, you know, who was fearful of something gave you that fear. And you grew up fearful, and you were a fearful little girl or a fearful little boy, and you became a fearful man or a fearful woman. Or guess what? It's not always that case. You could have been very zealous, and you could have been a risk taker as a kid, but something along the way knocked the life out of you, and it made you fearful of going forth. The question is, why do you still feel that way today? Regardless of what happened yesterday, why do you still feel that way today? You need a mentor. You need a coach, someone who can help you to understand that you can control, one, your thought patterns. Fear is all in your mind, folks. False evidence appearing real. Mentors help to make a difference in your life. And I appreciate the conversation from the first hour. We're going to get into sponsorship. It's 9:35 here in Atlanta. It's 8:35 in Tennessee. What's up, Birmingham? Thanks for tuning in. Hey, you can jump into the conversation by dialing 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. When you all hear sponsorship, what comes to mind? What do you think sponsorship versus mentorship?
I think that means, this is CeeLo, I think that that means someone who will speak up for you, like who will have your back. Not that they don't guide you, but they, they are in a position to speak for you. So, someone in a, maybe, I would imagine a higher position than you or somewhere you aspire to be, and you're trying to get to another level, and they're like a reference, a strong reference.
Okay. How about you, Hot Chocolate? What does sponsorship mean from your perspective?
The definition that CeeLo just provided is what I actually learned here about a week or so ago. That was the difference between mentorship and sponsorship. So someone who is definitely willing to put their name on the line for you.
And Keith, do you have a different definition of sponsorship? Would you have anything to add to that? Okay, not sure if he's there, but absolutely. But both of you were spot on. You said it, Hot Chocolate. You learned what sponsorship was recently. But CeeLo, you nailed it when you said a strong referral. A strong referral. The difference between mentorship versus sponsorship is mentorship is just guidance, someone who's trying to help you to overcome some obstacles and learn and grow, right? It could even be a life coach. You know, a mentor can be with you for a long period of time throughout stages of your life, very different from a sponsor. A sponsor is someone who will vouch for you. A sponsor is someone who will put their name on the line for you, unlike a mentor. Because the difference between sponsorship and mentorship is not just the fact that a sponsor is going to give you a referral, but mentorship can be a very lengthy process. It's not an overnight process.
Right.
Mentorship is about establishing a relationship, and you have absolutely have to have a relationship with anyone who's going to sponsor you, because no one's going to put their name on the line for someone who they don't know their character and their level of integrity.
Absolutely.
Right.
There's a huge difference between mentorship versus sponsorship. Why do you need a sponsor? A sponsor can get you into doors and get you into places that you can't get yourself into. Because business is about relationships. And I have relationships that you don't have. And you have relationships that maybe I don't have. So if I'm trying to get somewhere that you are, that I'm not, I need to build a relationship with you and ask you to sponsor me to get to where I'm trying to get to. Sponsorship is the word that many of us have been missing. It's a very valuable word, because when you start to talk sponsorship with somebody, it makes people pay attention. And someone's going to either tell you yes or no really quickly.
Right.
Really quickly. And believe it or not, you may hear more no's than yeses with sponsorship, because you have to have a relationship. Why?
Right.
Because sponsorship is a strong recommendation.
Oh, sorry.
917-889-3926 is the number you can dial to weigh in or comment. If you are on the line and would like to comment, just dial 1. We know you want to weigh in, and you can jump right into the conversation. This is the best time to find a sponsor or a mentor even, or a mentor or a sponsor even, depending on where you are, right? It's all about relationship building. And there's strategies to fast track even relationship building. But it starts with being authentic. It starts with being authentic. And the only way you can be authentic is to get out of your own way and get your mind right. What are you trying to accomplish? What are your goals? Do you even have goals? And if you do have goals, are they written down? The Bible tells us to write the vision, make it plain, so that others may run with it. Any successful person you talk to will tell you it is important to write it down. Write it down. We talked about recognizing, reframing, releasing, and retraining. When you write things down, you are retraining your unconscious, your subconscious. You're replacing some things in your subconscious. And if you write it down often enough, and if you affirm it and confirm it often enough, it will manifest. Can I get a witness? I hear you all out there in the audience.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
It's real. It's real. If you write it down, affirm it, and confirm it often enough, it will manifest. I'm not telling you all what I think. I'm telling you what I know.
Right.
I'm telling you what I know. Get in the game. Mentorship versus sponsorship. If you really, really are serious about mentorship, you need a mentor, email me, DM me. I'm not even going to say email me. Hit me up on the DM, IG. Mr. T.M. Hyman, IG. Send me a DM, okay? And I will guide you as best I can. Depending on how many people respond, you know, I have to set up some kind of like pre-qualification process because some of y'all be playing, and time is money, and I don't really have time to be playing with y'all, okay?
What?
Like straight up. But if you're trying to get somewhere and you really need some help, listen, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. But we busy over here, so, you know, listen, 917-889-3926. I mean, let's talk live. If you want to talk to us about some things that you know, and you don't really know the direction to go in, you know, what makes a good mentor? I will tell you that there is no simple definition of what makes a good mentor, right? Nor is there a single guide for becoming a mentor. But most of us are mentoring people in some way, shape, or form already. It's just not structured. It's just not formal, right? You know, but you are mentoring, you know, and it's okay. But mentors, I mean, in general, can be bosses, colleagues, teachers, peers, friends, you know, just about anybody who has experience, determination. And the key is the right temperament, right, to be a helpful guide. Everybody's not helpful. Or they don't have the right temperament. You know, and I think, CeeLo, you referred to that. People who want to, you know, tell you what to do, but not have a conversation with you about it, right? They didn't have the right temperament for you.
Exactly. They don't know how to talk to me. But, you know, that,
at you, not to you.
Right.
Or talking.
Yeah, an effective mentor is not going to talk at you.
Right, and they're going to actually
say it
listen.
One more time, Hot Chocolate, say it again. Yeah, somebody who actually listens, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, to me, what are some of the, the effective qualities or qualities of an effective mentor. I mean, I believe a mentor should be flexible, approachable, certainly, accessible, patient, right? I mean, have the perseverance, one, to see the relationship all the way through. And then I think, you know, there's a certain level of comedy, humor, that I always like to toss in a situation, conversation.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I think mentor has a sense of humor, right? I mean, you got to be able to laugh about some things, you know, which I think it, is also important just in relationships, period. You know, I mean, who really wants to be around a stick in the mud all the time? Like sour grapes, get out of here. Nobody wants that. And so, you know,
nobody,
I think these qualities, nobody. You know, those are the best qualities, I think. And mentors should be calm and adaptable. You know, adaptable because, you know, we often want people to be on our level, but we often have to get down on other people's level in order to bring them up to a higher place, right? And so that is adaptability. That's adaptability, dealing with people where they are and not being frustrated about it, right? So you got to stay calm. And so I think that is what creates an effective, you know, teacher-student type of situation. And it makes it easy for someone to refer you, right, to be a strong reference for you when they know your character and they know who you are. But, folks, the key is getting out of your own way, getting the right mindset, writing your goals. What is your vision for your life? It's hard for me to help you at an optimal level if you aren't clear in where you're really trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people establish a plan, but they don't really build in time to execute the plan.
Right.
You have to write the plan, make it plain, right? Write the vision, make it plain. That's your plan. But then you have to create time. Build in time to execute the plan. We want to be rich tomorrow. Well, I see your bank account tonight, and it's going to be a tough play.
Right.
We got to be realistic. We got to be practical, right? Everything can't be microwave. And I love the Lord. Just like you love the Lord, and he hears my cry. But some of the stuff we be praying about just don't even make sense.
Right. Praying for the wrong
stuff. And the
stuff
you should be praying about, you know, come on, we got to get our priorities right. You know, you don't even be praying about going to the 7-Eleven. What? You praying about Walmart? Are you serious?
Right.
When you're thinking about establishing a relationship, establishing a relationship with your mentor as a mentee, please be open-minded to the feedback because your mentor will call you on your BS.
Right.
A good mentor will.
Yes,
so,
you got to be able to accept it because then
you
will be able to.
That's their job.
See.
That's why
exactly.
They're there.
That's what they're
swallow
there for.
Swallow your ego. You have to swallow your ego.
Yep. That's part of
because,
that getting out of your own way thing.
Yeah. It's hard to change if you are trying to resist the flow.
And so the key is being honest with yourself, right? Again, you have to be authentic. And in being authentic, you know, you have to be able to say to yourself, I know I got a bad attitude. I know I can fly off the handle when somebody says something I don't like. I know I'm always late. I know I can't dress. I know that I don't always use the right words. You have to be honest with yourself. There's a lot of things you're good at, but there's some things, listen, you need some help.
Right.
And if you don't recognize those things, or if you get pissed off when somebody looking at you sideways because you got on polka dots and stripes and they trying to figure out where you going because you embarrassing.
Right.
You need some help.
But you swear you're killing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you killing them. All right.
Softly.
You killing
them. Not in a good way.
With no fashion sense, you kill them.
Right. But all jokes aside,
what I'm saying,
you
folks,
really
is
you have to be open.
All
and
jokes aside, because
we're
trying to
really
have some. Absolutely, we're trying to have some fun with the fact that we struggle with asking for help. We struggle with needing help, but it's a part of life. Some of the most successful people will tell you that what makes them successful is the fact that they have no problem asking for help.
Oh.
Ask for help. How do you get a mentor? How do you get a mentor? Well, what is the need? Because every mentor is not for every person. My mentor may not be for you. Your mentor may not be for me. So it's important that you get with someone who ultimately you can build a relationship with. But this is what I challenge all of us to do. I challenge us to begin to seek relationships with people who are completely different from us, where we can really learn some stuff. Learn how to learn about things you know nothing about. I'll say it again. Learn how to learn about things that are unknown to you, like food from different countries. The one thing that black people do not do, we do not eat stuff we don't recognize.
Right.
Now that's a fact.
Why is that? Why is that? It was how we was raised. So we eat stuff that we know about. Why is that? Because we aren't comfortable with the unknown. I'm challenging myself to become more and more comfortable with things that are unknown to me. Because I think that's one of the biggest problems we have in the world. It's not that we hate, right? It's that we just don't know. It's an unknown. And so things that are unknown to us, we push back on. We push back on it. I want to learn how to embrace those things a little bit more. Mentorship versus sponsorship. Go down your list. You have to create a list, your strengths, your weaknesses. Because for every thing that you identify that you can't do, there's something that you can do. It balances it out at the end of the day. A coach or a mentor can help you to realize that. If you don't know your strengths, get with somebody and just flat out ask them, what am I good at? It goes back to ask. Ask. You have to ask people. You have to interact with people. You have to build relationships with people. And when people really feel like that you honestly want to know something, they will honestly tell you. The problem is when people are honest with us, we fly off the handle.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to be honest with us no more.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Solomon, as we wrap this thing up, bro, I know you got a lot going on in your world. Can you give us a mentorship experience and then give some advice from your perspective on the best way to approach some sponsorship? How can people go about sponsorship? That is Brother Keith Solomon.
What is going on? What is going on the bicep curl machine? So as you guys were talking and even addressing the questions on the table about sponsorship and the best way to address it, I'm reminded of my subconscious, as she spoke of earlier. Your subconscious does not know how to not believe whatever you tell it. Your subconscious will believe anything that it's told. So if in your subconscious mind you're told or you believe that you cannot get a sponsorship for anything in life, it's not going to happen, because your subconscious is behind the scenes motivating you, pushing you, and running you
into situations that are either serving you or not serving you. So my advice is, from my experience, is to believe subconsciously at a root level or foundational level what you have not done. And I think you're going to have no problem accomplishing anything that you haven't done, because subconsciously you already believe that you already accomplished it. And I learned that through reading the book, Mastering My Emotions, just really tapping into reprogramming my subconscious.
Hey, that's awesome, man.
Still there? Cool.
Thanks. No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, and that's what's required, right? I mean, we have to, in order to get to that level, we need support. We need some help. And you got to be willing to ask for it. You got to be willing. Let's start tonight by writing a list. What are your strengths? What are the things that you feel like, you know, you may not be all that strong in? And then what do you need help in, right? What do you need help in? Then today I would advise, you know, I think IG is the best place to just take a stroll. You can take a stroll down IG, identify people who are doing what it is that you want to do, right? And then when I say IG, I'm thinking because it's just a lot of business people there, people who are ready to build relationships. But guess what? If you're not online, you start in your family. You start in your work relationships, right, in your church relationships, in your community relationships. There is one or two or three, if not more, people doing what it is that you need help with. But you got to do a little research within yourself. You got to dig deep within yourself. You know how when they're building buildings, when they're building a big skyscraper, they go deep, 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 deep in the ground?
Right.
They go deep in the ground. Big old gaping hole in the ground. We have to learn how to go deep, deep, deep within ourselves that way. Dig deep like that gaping hole in the ground to really pull out the greatness that's deep down on the inside of us, because that's the reality as we wrap this up and prepare to take this conversation over to Clubhouse. There is greatness deep down on the inside of all of us, and we simply need to tap in. Coaches, mentors, help people to tap in. You know, me as a coach, as a mentor, my number one goal with no expectation in return is to help people to tap into their greatness. My number one goal with no expectation in return as a mentor is to help people tap into their greatness. And yeah, Hot Chocolate said it. Listen, I'm constantly leveling up. I'm constantly leveling up. When you accomplish one goal, it's time to go on to the next one. And it should be a goal that was just as big as the last one. Listen, stop pausing every time you accomplish a goal.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to get to the next level, you need some help. But I challenge everybody to think like this as we prepare to take this conversation over to Clubhouse. However, wherever you are right now, I don't care if you make $1,000 a year, $100,000 a year, whether you make, you know, $1 million a year, prepare to 10X that in the next 12 months. Can you 10X that as of today? So if you make, you know, $50,000, if you make $100,000, if you make $1 million, prepare to 10X that in the next 12 months. If that, like, terrifies you, it's time to recognize, reframe, release, retrain. But you need a coach who can help you to acquire some sponsorship. Hey, we out of here going over to Clubhouse. Appreciate y'all. Hey, Brother Solomon, man, much love. Hey, let's jump over to Clubhouse, everybody. Good night.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Talk radio show.